Bring in now our panel, Dean Lester. Morning, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Happy to say six favourites won yesterday. Warrnambool can sometimes throw up a few curveballs, but it just played pretty much according to Hoyle yesterday.
I tend to think the first day usually plays pretty well. This is the day I usually stumble a bit, so I'm hoping we have a better result this year. But first day ran pretty much to script, and let's hope it keeps going.
All right, let's bring in Rick McIntosh, who called so well yesterday. How are you, Rick?
Good morning, John and Dean.
Hey, Rick.
How's the voice holding out?
Good, I think. A couple of races might sort me out, but I think I'm tracking better than I was day two previous years. Maybe I didn't go hard enough yesterday.
I'm sure that's still to come, Rick. What about this weather? Very unseasonable. It must be so pleasant to be at the Bull, and it's in the high teens, low 20s.
Yes, it is. The sun's coming out again. There's a touch of wind today. There's just a hint that there could be something fluky on the horizon here, being close to the sea. We're going to get some good weather before we get any bad, but there's just a hint that that there might be something in the horizon. And while we're on that, I'm just going to give you the information that I just found out re the track for yesterday, which I know Dean will be very interested in. So the track was rolled last night, as Sam just told you, but talking with Daniel Lumsden, Dean, the rail goes out, which is interesting given also Sammy's report, the rail's going to go out 3 metres, 4 metres, from the 1300 to the 300. They're going to do that straight after the last race today. So tomorrow, the rail out 1300, from the 13 to the 3, it'll blend back in to the true where they make that home turn. That's going to happen tonight, and it'll get another a roll tonight as well, Dean.
Yeah, that's important. I think they did similarly the last couple of years, so it's good that, and probably the best condition it's been in as well.
All right, I can hear that wind getting up too there, Dino. Let's bring in Nick Quinn from the Tab, who punters would have had on the ropes yesterday. How are you, Nick?
Absolutely sensational. We spoke about five heavily backed favourites this time yesterday, all five saluted. So hopefully there's lots of punters with a spring in their step and some coins in their pockets heading to the track today, or to their local Tab to have a flutter on day two of the carnival.
She would have been baked beans on toast for your team last night.
Well, Glenn Munsey sold one of his gold chains just to make sure we all got by. But the important thing is that hopefully it can continue today.
Absolutely. We bounce the ball at 11:20 with a 1,400-metre race. One scratching number four, Schoolwork. What's the market, Nick?
It's a race in two, according to the market. About 80% of the money today has been for either number three, Own Sweet Way, or number eight, Champagne Friday. Number three, Own Sweet Way, 2.15 out to 2.25 in the last half an hour, but still the best back runner overall. But there has been a swing for number eight, Champagne Friday, $4 into 3.30. Obviously trained by the birthday boy, Darren Weir, and has been popular as well.
How do they run this, Dino?
John, I think the speed here probably comes from Champagne Friday, but the likes of, I think, Gold Krona from Barrier 1, Own Sweet Way will be handy, and the interesting one, Don Dubin, with the blinkers on first time, but only a small field.
All right, we'll bounce the ball with you, Dean. Who wins race one?
Yeah, I'm hoping to start with a winner with Own Sweet Way. I think promising horse, the obvious form line's the last run, went second to a subsequent Group 1 winner in High Arm, but has trialled well at Ballarat in recent weeks leading up to this. I think it puts itself in the spot, and I think it deserves to be favourite. It's going to have to hold off three Weir runners, so a brace of Weir runners at it, but I think it can truly high. I thought trial pretty well at Ballarat recently, hasn't raced for a long time, hasn't raced nearly since this carnival last year, but can run well first up. One Don Dubin, very early in its career for Darren Weir to put blinkers on. It's an interesting move there off a short break, and eight Champagne Friday. 3.518.
3.518. Rick?
I'm pretty similar. I went for Own Sweet Way. As Dean said, it has got a weird trio to hold off. Champagne Friday's two runs have been pretty good. Truly High coming back from the long spell. And, Don Dubin is interesting. Blinkers going on for the Warrnambool Carnival itself. Actually put them in the order of 3.815.
3.815 from Rick in race number one. Second event's over 1,700 metres, guys. We lose number nine. What's the market, Nick?
Best back runner on the program, race two, number 10, Tartar to Goose, was 3.10 into $3 last night, 3 into 2.10 today, a dominant favourite, and now favourite from two bills, who's a 3.50 second elect, Lord Flynn at 5.50, but it's all about the heavily backed number 10, Tartar to Goose.
Tartar to Goose, well backed here. How do they run this one, Dean?
Well, she won't be part of the speed battle, John. She'll be, I would imagine, a fair way off the pace early, even in a relatively small field. I think the speed's out wide, a solitary choice, and Lord Flynn with the blinkers first time. Mr. Drew, two bills first up at 1,700, you'd think would use barrier one. But for those backing the favourite, I would expect her to be in the back half of the field.
It's Tartar de Goose. Your thoughts, Rick, in race two?
I've gone with the money here, 10 Tartar de Goose. I think it'll run down the outside and get the money here. Three, Lord Flynn. Might take some catching. It'll get up on the speed. Expecting 7-2 bills will go well first up. And one next best Elgemar placed in this race last year. 10-3, 7-1.
10-3, 7-1. Are you with the favourite, Dean?
I am, John. I thought it was a really good return at Werribee. She weaved through the field and hit the line really nicely. 1,700's going to suit a bigger track. Damien Lane to ride. I think she can round them up and win. 7-2 bills. Kicks off at 1,700 metres here. There's obviously the 1,400 metre option in race one that they could have gone to, but happy to kick him off at this trip. So must have done plenty of work for the race. I think he's the danger. For Montego, for Peter Mertens, he's only got a small team, but I think Pete's got a little chance here. That was a very high-pressure maiden at Werribee last start. He still does a bit wrong, wants to lay in, but he's going to win a race, and he's got a good chance here, and he's running for the Vobis Gold bonus of $20,000 here. He's one of the four that are qualified, and three, Lord Flynn, who ran okay first up and wears the blinkers first time. 10-7, 4-3.
10-7, 4-3. Gee, those Vobis bonuses make races like this really attractive, Dean.
Yeah, absolutely, John. That those horses, numbers 1, 2, 4, 5 and 8, are all running for, you know, the better part of $45,000.
Mm-hmm. Third race is over 1,700 metres. We scratch numbers 1, 5, 7 and 9. I think we've got a short favourite here from the Weir Barn, Quinny.
Yeah, spot on, JT. Number 3, Big Bad Baz, $1.40 into $1.35, but back out to $1.50. Still holds about 80% of the hold, but the bookie's just pushing the favourite out slightly. There's been a tiny bit of money in the last half an hour for number 4, Count Zero, the stablemate to the short price favourite, who's moved from $7.50 into $7. And if you're chasing one at bigger odds, number 11, We Write, has been 23 into 11 yesterday and 11 into 7 today with deductions along the way. But a little bit of specking there for the Daffy Train Galloper. But overall, the favourite has been the best backed and pretty prominent through multi-bet. Number 3, Big Bad Baz.
Smallish field here, Dean. Just the 7. How does your map look?
John, I thought that probably up in distance, We Write might race a lot handier and Satin Sheen mightn't be far away. Perhaps Bianco Nuvo and Count Zero will use barrier one. So, and as you said, small field, a little bit tactical, but not, I wouldn't think, a frantic speed by any means.
Big Bad Baz was really good behind Queen Leonora at Bendigo, but well found now in the market.
Yeah, I remember watching that race last week thinking, well, you'll win the 1,700 on the second day of the carnival. The other thing they've done is, of course, divided this race. It's races 3 and 5, so it makes it that little bit weaker, and hence he's a very short price, but I think he can win. I think if we're going to make money out of the race, it'll be through using Bianco Nuvo for the multiples. He ran really well at Mornington. I think the bigger track, longer trip are in his favour, and I think he's a good second pick, and then he can go wider with 4 Count Zero. Bit one paced at Werribee, but ran okay, and 11 We Write, who's up sharply in trip, but good trainers, the Daffies, and drawn to get a good run. But I'll be playing this race around 3 to win and 2 to run second. 3, 2, 4 and 11.
3, 2, 4 and 11 from Dean. Are you with the favourite, Rick?
Look, I am. He's awfully short. And as Dean said, he put the writing on the wall last start. He's a big, still pretty new Teofilio. I think he's going to be a better horse next prep, to be honest, but he probably gets away with this. But having said that, Dean said earlier on, the pattern here at Warrnambool is day one goes good for punters and day two is always tough, and a lot of the reason for that has been the D Weir second stringer, which gets under people's guard. So I was interested in Nick saying that little move at the price for Count Zero, but I've gone with the short and smart Big Bad Baz to beat 2 Bianca Nuvo, who also thinks got a really strong place chance. Count Zero, the Weir stablemate, and 11 We Write might just get a nice little run on the speed, as Dean alluded to. 3, 2, 4, 11.
3, 2, 4, 11 from Rick in race 3. It's bang on 10:30 here on RSN 927. You're tuned to Winners. This is our panel preview of day 2 at Warrnambool. On to race number 4, the first of the jumps today. This is a steeplechase over 3,450 metres. We have one scratching in number 2. Looks a competitive betting race, Nick.
It does, JT. The best backed runner today, though, clearly number four, the Dominator. Was 6 into 480 yesterday and 480 into 380 today. The new favourite from Hale Soriano, who's gone from 350 out to 390. King Kamada at 440. Bold Band at 460 into 440. Trouble Bound at 480. So most of the runners given a chance. And just on race number three as well, with Big Bad Baz, some money today at 100-1 for the Queensland Derby. So I just wonder if this could be a stepping stone to that race. Should all go to script today at the ball.
All right, so Big Bad Baz, a little nibble there to go north for the Derby. How do they run the steeplechase, Dino?
John, I'm thinking that, you know, you've probably got four or five that are going to race handy in the likes of King Triton, Hale Soriano, Trouble Bound, King Kamada, maybe even Bold Bandit, not that far away, Tangara. So I think it'll be interesting to see how they sort themselves out after they jump that first and come back into steeple lane.
All right, so Rick, who wins the fourth today?
I'm very keen on the Dominator. He should have won the Hammonds Novice Hurdle here last year, for those who remember. I think he made an absolute mess of a jump in the middle of the race. So I think I was the only one on the course that didn't see it that day. But he should have won that. I reckon he's come back well. His school last week here was tremendous. There was probably only one horse schooled better. It was Neon Zen, incidentally, who tossed Johnny Allen off yesterday after the first. But it was a brilliant trial here by the Dominator. He tested him out a bit, Stephen Pateman, let him go up the hill and over the doubles, and there was a lot to like about that. I'm tipping him. I don't think he's a moral by any stretch of the imagination. King Kamada's last two runs have been terrific. He chased home Manatone, who wasn't disgraced yesterday. Oliver Half, who wasn't disgraced yesterday in the big one. I do think he's having trouble remembering how he's meant to win, but he might be able to fix that today. Hale Soriano's far from a star, but he's a little pony who jumps really well. He'll be in the money somewhere. And 8 Bold Bandit. Trialled with Hale Soriano. They were pretty good here last week as well, I think, was put in for fourth. 4, 7, 6, 8.
4, 7, 6, and 8. Dino?
John, I'm really keen here. Probably won the win to the place on number 3, Trouble Bound. I think he's come up well. I don't think he's running the Vondusa behind ZM, beaten about 9 lengths, was too bad, and then beaten less than a length by Monarch Chimes, who ran a really good race in the Briley yesterday. He does shoot up in the weights, but he gets the claim for Clayton Douglas down to 60. So he's on 67 kilos, but I think he'll run well. Number 3, Trouble Bound, to beat 8 Bold Bandit, who's a really interesting runner. Of course, had one run in the Northern Hemisphere in a maiden steeple at 4,800 and ran well, so he can stay. He went on the flat last start, was good, and he has schooled up. King Kamada, as Rick said, he's just battling to win a race, but geez, running well, whether it be the flat, where he's placing at the night meetings at Moonee Valley, or over the fences at Warrnambool and Hamilton. And yeah, I like the trial of the Dominator as well. He looks as though he's hitting form at the right time. So really competitive race, but on with Trouble Bound. 3, 8, 7, 4.
3, 8, 7, and 4. On to race number 5. This is over 1,700 metres, guys. We take out number 1, Art of the Deal. What's happening with the market, Nick?
It's pretty open race here. A drifting favourite from the Sadler stable. Number 2, Creative Harmony, who's been 3 out to 380. Anna Nicole Snitz, a 460 second elect. There's been a little bit of money around for Von Mystic, who was 5 into 480, but now back out to 5. Set with Jewels from the Weird stable, $8 into 5, has been popular today. Same can be said for number 5, Uncle Larry, who's been 750 into 650 today after money yesterday, 10 into 750. And Golden Song, another one from the Weir stable, 10 into 8. So a couple of the prices have been specced and the two favourites a little bit soft.
How do they run this, Dino?
I think the likes of Red Epic from Barrier 4, Creative Harmony, Blinkers On, I think Craig Williams will be proactive. And then the inside draws of Golden Song and Anna Nicole Snitz will hold their spots. So, yeah, I think... as we know, that 1,700 start, not a huge run to the first turn, so the pressure, I think, will come from out wider.
Who do you like?
I've tipped Creative Harmony. I think the Blinkers and an on-pace ride will see him hard to beat. I thought there was a huge discrepancy in the price between he and Uncle Larry, but that has tightened up. Uncle Larry beat him home last start and ran very well because he got tightened for room at a crucial stage of the race down on the inside. He'll lack early speed, but I think he'll be strong late, and that's the Big Bad Baz form as well. So we get a little line through that in race 3. So they're both coming through that Bendigo maiden. So I'm going 2 from 5, 8 Anna Nicole Snitz. her recent runs have been really good. She just doesn't seem to have that real knockout punch at the end of a race to put a race away, but she's going to be somewhere in the finish again. And Set With Jewels, that was very testing ground at Ararat first up. Ran quite well. Bred to Stay, out to the longer trip, will really suit 2, 5, 8 and 10.
2, 5, 8 and 10. Rick?
Yeah, I'm with Creative Harmony too. I like the blinkers going on, and Craig Williams will be a huge asset here today. Number 2 to win. 8 Anna Nicole Snitz, as Dean said, lacking the knockout punch. I'm wondering, it's ready for the 1700, whether it might have it at the end of that today. Set With Jewels, number 10. Think it may be set for the race as well. And if you like Creative Harmony, you've got to put Uncle Larry in because in everything you do because of Pete at Home recently. So 2, 8, 10 and 5. Just a question without notice for Dean, given I'm as good a fan as him as the next bloke. If the track got to a good four before that chase, Dean, would you still stick with Trouble Bound? You don't think the good ground's any worry?
I can only sort of go on the Von Dusa run. I don't think, you know, they won't jump on any firmer ground than Oakbank this season, probably, and I didn't think he went too badly. So, yeah, he's certainly as superior as probably on wetter ground, but he's won a couple on the dry.
Yep, no, fair enough.
Feature on the over the jumps today, guys, is the Gallywood over 3,200 metres. A small but competitive field. Looks a good betting race between Ancient King and Dane Hustler. Quinny, who's the fave?
Yeah, this stage the favourite is Ancient King, but there has been a bit of a betting drift starting yesterday and continuing today with 225 out to 240 yesterday, 240 out to 270 today. The best back runner has been the 6, Dane Hustler, 330 into 310. Honey Steel Gold has also been popular. Honey Steel's Gold was $6 today and has been backed into $4.20 now on the third line of betting at that quote. And Aaron Purcelli deserves a winner after turning up to RSN today when he's on tomorrow. And his runner has been rock solid at the $4.60 quote.
Nothing like getting an early start, Nick.
He was a little bit flat when the producer Ben had to break the news to him that he was 24 hours too early.
But we'll have you back tomorrow, Aaron. Small field, Dino. Tactical race, I'd suggest, over 2 miles. How does your map look?
That's the earliest early mail ever, John.
It is.
Very much comes down to intent here. I'm expecting short run to the first jump, obviously. I think Ancient King Two Hats might be the two, but... It will really come down to the intent of the riders here and the tactical battle that it looks as though it'll be.
This will be a great race to watch, Rick. I'm sure you're looking forward to calling it. Who's going to win?
Look, I think, for starters, I think any one of the six could win. It would not surprise me. I've tipped Ancient King. I wouldn't be surprised if he drifted. I think he's short enough. Dane Hustler has got a really good pull in the weights. Ancient King is a brilliant little trier, and he's been set for this race, and his jumps record is good, but a 5 kilo pull in the weights is going to mean something, especially given Ancient King is so small, but he is so tough by the same token. I've gone for him to beat 6 Dane Hustler. 3-2 Hatzes and 4 Honey Steel's Gold, both genuine winning chances. 1-6-3-4.
1-6-3-4. I thought Ancient King was really competitive on the flat at Flemington, Dean.
He went quite well, John. I'd firstly want to echo Rick's sentiments that any one of the six could win, and just shows you don't need a big field to have a great race, and this is going to be a great race. I think it'll be a good race for the Hayes Dabernig team. I like Dane Hustler. I thought she finished her last campaign really neatly. She jumped well by the end of the season. She had a recent school. She showed she's in form with the win over 3,600 on the flat at Oakbank, and... she's just down on the limit weight there. I like her. Honey Steel's Gold has placed in the race before, and he's back in form, and he gets Pateman. I think he'll run well. Urban Explorer knows the territory. He's been here before. He ran third in the race last year, and what he does do is he finishes off strongly. He was in no man's land after the last year, and he's got up and run third. I reckon he's going as well as ever on the flat. And Ancient King's the one that certainly can win, but he went through the grades last season on the limit weight virtually, and he carried weight in restricted grades, but when he won his big hurdle, he was on the limit weight. He's got to kick off first up with the 69 kilos, and I think that's just a different factor. But as I said, wouldn't surprise any one of the six won. 6-4-2-1.
6-4-2-1 from Dean in a competitive and select field, the Gallywood. On to race 7, first leg of today's quaddy. It's over 1,400 metres, benchmark 70 for 3-year-olds. We scratch numbers 1, 4 and 12. How does the market look, Nick?
There's been money for two runners this morning, number 14, Honey Esprit, and number 5, Manhattan Arch. Honey Esprit currently a $3 favourite, was $4 early doors, but some nice bets in the last half an hour for the 5, Manhattan Arch. $8.50 into $4.60 today, with deductions along the way, but $500 at $8.50, $500 at $5, $500 at $4.80, and $500 at $4.60. So a couple of nice bets there. Would have thought so on the next line of betting at $6.50. And if you're chasing one at very big odds, number 3, Sarkozy, has been specced at the $15 quote.
How do they run this one, Dino?
John, not clear cut who's the leader, but I think Incomparable will use the inside draw. All Spice, Scuba, Honey Esprit's got good speed, and Sarkozy out wider. They've all got enough tactical speed to be prominent there.
Who wins the first leg of the quad?
It's become a very tricky race with the scratching of Furion. I thought that it'll need a good ride from Regan Bayliss, but would have thought so's come up well. And I think what they've learnt with him is he's best fresh. So he's had a month between runs. His two runs in have been good. As I said, he'll have to duck and weave to the right lane. And you know that going in, but at the each way odds on offer. Honey Esprit won their maiden very well here two starts back, and that run in the Distaff last start beyond French Emotion, who's borderline Group 1 class. That's a terrific form reference for this race. She's just got to hold that form because she had quite a hard run there. Manhattan Arch, I think back to 1,400 on the home track is well suited, and All Spice, who ran well last week against older horses and the start before, back to his own age group here, looks pretty genuine, but quite a tough start to the quaddy. 8, 14, 5 and 6.
8, 14, 5 and 6. Your thoughts, Rick?
Yeah, same numbers, but just around a different way. I've gone with 14, Honey Esprit. That was a tremendous run last start. As Dean said, French Emotion with the Qualista form from the start before. That's red-hot form for here. Just has to, and was only coming off a maiden win to do it, has to hold that. That's the challenge for it, the 14, but the fact it's here is a positive. 6, All Spice, has been good at its two runs since it was backed heavily to win that maiden at Terang. With the blinkers on, definitely 5, Manhattan Arch, gets Harry Coffey, and he's in really good form with these recent South Australian successes. And 8, would have thought so, the other big chance. 14, 6, 5 and 8.
14, 6, 5 and 8 from Rick in the first leg of the quaddy. The flat feature today, guys, is the Wan Goom over 1,200 metres. A field of 15 here with the scratchings of 3, 4 and 13. Always a competitive betting race, Quinny. This year no exception, I'd suggest.
Yes, and the two best back runners come from the same stable, and there's no prizes for guessing which stable that is. Number 14, Handsome Thief, and number 2, Stellar Collision. Handsome Thief now a $4.20 favourite, as much as $4 was on offer, bottomed out at $4. Mossendale a $5 second elect, Bonds Away $5.50, Stellar Collision's been popular at $9, into $7.50, bets of $2,500 at $9, $2,500 at $8.50. Then we have Demonstrate at 10, Aussie Choice 11, Ullman 13, Saracino at 14, Bassett Best Arrest at 15. But the top four in the market have been popular: Handsome Thief, Mossendale, Bonds Away and Stellar Collision. But it is the weird duo that do hold the most amount of support.
Now, Speed Map will be interesting, Dean. Does Typhoon Jolly go forward from out wide?
Oh, I think she's got to, John. Take her chances. Saracino's out there with her. Murphy's Reward, Bassett, Aussie Choice. They've all drawn the second half of the draw, and they're the speed element. I think they can probably cross the likes of Bonds Away, who's been getting keen in these races, Stellar Collision, Mossendale, closer to the inside. But no shortage of speed, but it is in the second half of the draw.
All right, to Rick, who's going to win this year's Wan Goom?
I wish I knew. It's a good betting race. Look, I've gone with 5, Bonds Away. He's going to need a pretty good ride from Malham. Gate number one's not going to be real good, I don't think, by that time. But, gee, his form is hard to go past. He's waited to win. I think he's the one. I think just bad luck is going to be his biggest problem in the run. But 5 has the best chance. A Handsome Thief will be there somewhere. Geez, he owes punters some coin over the prep. He'll be running on hard. 8, Demonstrate. He's absolutely flying, I think. And 6 and 2, Stellar Collision, is having such a good prep. Feature race wins at Mornington and Morfettville, and second in this race last year, fifth the year before, up to the 59.5, but sure to get a good ride from Brad and be definitely in the finish. 5, 14, 8 and 2.
5, 14, 8 and 2 in the Wongoom from Rick. Dino?
Yeah, I'm going to go a fair bit wider here. I'm going for a couple of odds, and it's another weir runner that hasn't got a mention yet in Aussie Choice. I think his last preparation, they learnt to ride him for speed, and I think he's got the right sort of profile, middle-of-the-range weights, good jockey, middle draw, on-pace runner. I think he's got a little bit going for him, Aussie Choice. Saraceno's one that really interests me. He's a horse that he wouldn't want a track upgrade, but in saying that, it's not going to be really firm, but he's won 3 or 4 on soft ground, and really interesting. Corey Brown obviously has a connection with the owner, but coming down to ride the horse before he rides at Wagga tomorrow, I think Saraceno, off the back of a really good trial at Flemington recently, can run well. 14 Handsome Thief, things went wrong in Adelaide last start. He's down on the limit weight with a good chance. And Mossendale, who won at the Carnival last year over 1,400, absolute target race for him, you'd imagine, first up, can certainly be competitive. 9, 10, 14 and 6.
9, 10, 14 and 6 from Dean in the Wongoom. Second last is race 9 over 1,700 metres. We scratch 1 and 11. What's happening with the market, Nick?
90% of the money has been for the two weir runners here. Number 3, Lucky for All. Number 6, Heavenly Thought. Lucky for All, 220. Heavenly Thought at 330. Then we have Maxi Campo at 650. Skilled Assassin, Best the Rest at 14. It's a race in 2, maybe 2.5, according to the betting. Maxi Campo has been specced on the third line of betting, but most of the money is for the top two. Can't wait to see what the boys say, because it does look like one of those races where you'll be backing weir, just which weir runner.
From that wide gate, Lucky for All goes back, Dean?
Yeah, he will, John. We've only seen him the once, but I think he will. Conversely, from Barrier 1, Peg Leg Ben will use that speed and with the claim. Time All Gold and Embrace the Date come across from Barriers 7 and 8 and be handy. And that's probably it. Maybe Maxi Campo with the blinkers first time going forward as well.
Is it going to be a weird Quinella?
I think it probably will, John. I'm tipping the second favourite in Heavenly Thought. I think his run last start against the Pattern of the Day at Sandown was absolutely outstanding. It was very hard to make any sort of ground at all, and he did a great job to get as close as he did. And just looks a great race for him. I think Lucky for All's the danger. The one thing I'd say about his win is I thought Yendall found the best ground first that day and got down the centre and flattered the win a little bit. But in saying that, I think he's a promising horse and the extra distance will suit. There is one that might upset the party, and it's at big odds, and that's Skilled Assassin. His run last week at Echuca was fantastic. He's ticking over well, and he's going to get a great run. I think he can run very well, and I'm putting him in the quaddy. And then a gap to 5, Supreme Renegade, who hasn't had much luck this preparation, whether it be wet tracks, rides, etc. Seems to go best for Damien Thornton. I've put him in next best. 6-3, 12 and 5.
6-3, 12 and 5. Rick?
I went for 3, Lucky for All. It was outstanding Australian debut there at Terang, albeit, as Dean mentioned, it definitely got the best ground. And the other thing to mention is, even though the weir horses have a habit of training on after their maiden win, a very small percentage go maiden and then win their 64 next start. Definitely Heavenly Thought's the danger. He's just taken a run or so to get back after losing the rider there at Morfettville, but he showed at Sandown last start, as Dean already articulated. He's on the way back and he's the definite danger. I think one of the two will win. I put the wild pair in as the next best 2, Maxi Campo and 5, Supreme Renegade. But it's 3, 6, 2 and 5, and I'm only taking the weird 2 in the quaddy.
3, 6, 2 and 5 from Rick. Quinny, what price was Skilled Assassin in that race?
Yeah, currently juicy odds. 14 the win, 3.10 the place if you want to be a little bit more conservative.
Okay, $14 there. Lucky last is race number 10, guys. At 4:30, it's over 1,400. We lose 3, 12, 15 and 18. And I'm tipping a short-priced weir favourite in the last, Nick.
Yes, the words my wife threatens to put on my tombstone one day, Think Babe, has been pretty popular throughout the course of the morning. Now, the 260 favourite, Weather Channel, the $6 second elect from the John McMillan stable, has firmed in from 750. The Mood I'm In also at 750, in from 850, then double figures or better the rest. Maga TT at $9, Lord Tennyson 11, Fast Plan 11. It's all about the favourite Think Babe, who holds about 50% of the money. There has been support, though, for numbers 8 and 6 today.
Now, this is drawn out wide, Dina, but you'd suggest by race number 10, that probably might be a positive.
Oh, and it's the one start. You don't worry about it too much, John. They've got such a long run to that first turn. They can sort themselves out. And anyway, I would think Makatiti from an inner draw will be prominent. Pakaya Prince, Lord Tennyson, Think Babe, even Flofo from out wide and Kulama Bay. I think they're a definite group of five or six. There's a fair few in this that get back in their races. So I think there's a fair divide in this race. So I think Dean Yendel can probably get to wherever he wants to on the track with Think Babe.
And Rick, can Weary send punters home on the favourite in the last?
I think he probably will. He lost his way as a colt and they gelded him. And he looked pretty good on his return. He should go on with it here, number seven. I've tipped him to win. I don't think he's any moral. Eight Weather Channel will give him some opposition. I like six The Mood I'm In. I reckon he's a nice horse. Nine Fast Plan, fourth best, but does look very hard to beat the seven ahead of eight, six, and nine. Hot off the press. That's something coming through. But before that, Bradra Will is not unavailable for the first, and Craig Williams has gone on. So he's on Yamaji, boys.
Okay, Yamaji, Sue Williams. We'll let you get that message. Rick, does the favourite win the last, Dean?
Yeah, I certainly agree with Rick. He's no moral. There's better weir favourites through the week, but he's the one to beat. His run first up was good, and now he just needs to convert a good run into a win. I think Lord Tennyson's the improver. I think whilst he's a horse that doesn't mind soft ground, I think that was just too wet for him, that heavy 10 late in the day at Terang. We saw Jaws of Steel come out of that race and win yesterday, and I think Lord Tennyson's margin just got blown out when the rider clocked off last time out. Gets Damien Lane here, and he's got a really good second up record, Lord Tennyson. Weather Channel's going really well. He's got form around Tatoosh. That's fantastic Adelaide form. The one thing is he's going to get back a bit here, and a little challenge for young T.O. Nugent, who's going along well, but he'll have to weave his way through traffic, can get into the money, and The Mood I'm In didn't have much luck at Sandown last start, can certainly be competitive. 7-2, 8-6.
7-2, 8-6 in the last from Dean. All right, Dino, best bet, Ruffy Quaddy, and player of the day, thank you.
I'm going to be hopefully in the winner's stall at 11:20, John. Race 1, number 3, Own Sweet Way is the best. A bit like yesterday, not my top selection, but a good Ruffy, and we got it in yesterday. Race 9, number 12, Skilled Assassin is the best long shot. Quaddy, a bit wider today, might be a flexi day. First leg, 2, 5, 6, 8, and 14. Second leg, 2, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 14. Third leg, 3, 6, and 12. And the last leg, 2, 6, 7, and 8. And the play of the day, again, probably a parlay for me. A couple of, all for the win. Race 1, number 3, Own Sweet Way. Race 3, number 3, Big Bad Baz. And race 9, number 6, Heavenly Thought.
Well played, Dino. You're back online all throughout today for Warrnambool Day 2.
Certainly will be, John. Thank you.
That's Dean Lester signing off with his look at Warrnambool. Rick, what's your best in your quaddie, mate?
Firstly, the quaddie in the first leg, 2, 5, 6, 8 and 14. I'm going very wide in the one goom. These are the numbers you take. 1, 2, 5, 8, 9, 10, 14 and 17. The third leg, you take 3 and 6, which is a two weir runners. And you can please yourself in your main one, come home with Think Babe, one out. And then if you want to challenge yourself for a small one in the flexi, you can take 2, 6, 8 and 9 with the 7. And have that going for a little smaller flexi. The best, look, I'm really keen on the Dominator today. I know the, probably on an each way, I know the each way, Nick was saying it sort of might be gone. I think you can still get about $4 something. So I think the Dominator each way, race 4, number 4, as my best. I think the value is playing the Maldives in the one goom with all those numbers I gave you. I think it's a wide open race. And let's hope day 2 goes as well as day 1 for the punters, boys.
That's what we're hoping for. Good calling today too, Rick.
Thanks, JT.
Rick McIntosh there with his look at Warrnambool. Best backed runner all day at tab.com.au, Nick.
Race 2, number 10, Tartar de Goose. Hopefully can get the cash. And if you want to take a double, the most popular double has been race 2, number 10, Tartar de Goose. All up, race 3, number 3, Big Bad Baz. Hopefully both can be successful and punters can continue to cash in at the ball.
And you watch that wind with the hair today at Warrnambool, mate.
All over the place. One of the coloured hairs nearly went from left to right, but fortunately the wind has died down in the last 10 minutes or so.
Good on you, mate. Talk soon.
Thanks, JT.
That's Nick Quinn from tab.com.au. And a late scratching just through Warrnambool. Race 4, number 1, King Triton's out on vet's advice. So a late scratching race 4, number 1, King Triton has just been taken out. You are tuned to Winners here on RSN 927. It's 4 to 11. A short break and then we'll talk Sydney racing and take a look at Canterbury.